Well, hello everybody. I'm out here in Palm Springs taking a little break from the daily routine. Today is New Year's Eve. Tomorrow is New Year's Day, and we have some fun plans prepared for the evening. It's almost, I think it's 5:30 p.m. Pacific, so almost time. I hope that wherever you are and whenever you may be listening to this, that you have a happy 2019 and a successful 2019. I'm surrounded here by beautiful palm trees, beautiful fountains. It's actually a little chilly out here in the desert, maybe in the 40s or so. I just got done with a 30-minute workout on the treadmill. It's awesome. I want to talk to you about success in 2019 and about energy and enthusiasm. One of the things that I am always pursuing, like I'm sure you are, is my purpose. To know what my purpose in life is, to do that which I am created to do. I will be 50 next year, halfway to 100. I expect to live to 100. And so I've learned a few things along my journey that I hope to share with you when it comes to your purpose. I feel like I am living my purpose, and yet there is so much more for me to do. I feel like my purpose, if you want to maybe just hear it in one word, is, it's going to sound strange to maybe some of you, but here it is. It's to be famous. It's fame. Fame is what I long for. And I say that without any shame or fear or any religious concerns about that not being godly or religious or spiritual or Christian, because it's truly what God has put in my heart. I truly believe that He has made me and created me to be famous. Famous for the sake of others. Famous for the sake of Christ. Famous for the sake of what is in me and the gifts and talents that He has put in my heart, especially in three areas. One is in music. Two is in having a successful church, being the lead pastor of a successful church, maybe a church of thousands, maybe 10, 20,000 people. And then third is to be famous in terms of my fitness and my body and my physical appearance and health and just my fitness goals. So fame, for you, it might not be that. For you, it might be service, it might be love, it might be sacrifice, it might be to help the poor, it might be to educate children. We all have a unique purpose and calling, but here's the thing that I want to talk about more than that even. And that's, as I said, the idea of enthusiasm. What's the thing that I've noticed that I'm the most enthusiastic about? What's the thing that gives you the most energy? What energizes you? I was listening to a podcast about this very topic, and the host was saying, or maybe it was a guest, she was saying to ask yourself two questions. What do you despise the most? What do you can do less of? Or what can you do less of? Or who can you avoid? What's the activity or the person even that you should be avoiding more? And then the bigger question is, what's the thing that energizes you the most, that lights you up, that makes you come alive, that seems to be so easy that you don't even see it maybe as a unique skill of yours? Powerful questions. For me, what I can't stand are bureaucracy and old systems and board meetings that accomplish nothing and any of that politic of stuff. It's just, it kills me, even though I find myself having to do more and more of that, but I can't stand them. And then what energizes me the most, what I seem to have constant and endless energy for, is, I would say, are three things, but really it's all the one thing. It's creating. And I would say primarily it's music, creating music, singing, playing. Second is speaking, and then third is writing. So really, it's the whole idea of performing. I love to perform. I love to be on a stage and to touch thousands of people with my voice, with my words, with my thoughts. I envision being like these amazing spiritual leaders that I look forward to, I look up to, such as John Gray from the church called Relentless. Yes, Relentless in South Carolina. He used to be at Lakewood Church. Second is this pastor from Guatemala, Central America. His name is Cash Luna. His first name is really Carlos, but they call him Cash. He pastors a church of, I think, 20,000. The first guy, John Gray, pastors a church of about 25,000. And then the third guy is Joel Osteen from Houston, who pastors a church of 33,000 or so. And these three men are idols to me, are people that I admire, and mostly in that they're leaders of large organizations that serve millions of people, that serve Jesus, that speak of the love of God, that are passionate communicators, gifted communicators, authors, podcasters, content creators, musicians. John Gray, I believe he was nominated for a Grammy, or maybe won a Grammy. And I feel that I'm in the same category as these amazing men of God, especially when it comes to doing music and speaking at a high level. That gives me so much energy. And I wonder what gives you the most energy. It might not be something grandiose. It might be something small. Your heart desire might be to just love your family. It might be to create, write a song or write a book. It could be to serve the poor or maybe to love your mom and to buy her a house. All of us have endless energy for one thing. Or maybe it's two things. Sometimes I feel like one thing is it might not be enough for some of us, for maybe you. What energizes you? What do you have enthusiasm for? What do you feel enthusiastic for? Now, that might be easy for you, or may not be, but I would say that the second thing that might be more difficult, I know it's difficult for me, is to overcome all of the buts and the ands and the ifs. All of the obstacles, all of the problems that seem to come up when pursuing these things. For me, my music has always been the easiest thing I've ever done, but it wasn't enough. I wanted more. I wanted to influence more people, and I wanted to speak every week. And so I, quote, left music as a career, as a worship pastor, and I became a senior pastor about 10 years ago. And it's been a dream come true. And now I'm able to do both, which is really, I think, my sweet spot. But there have been so many obstacles. People, haters, critics, my own inner critic. There have been so many moments where my past has come up, feeling insecure, anxious. Sometimes even feeling bad to want what I want, somehow maybe feeling religious guilt. I never felt that from God, but I felt that more from people and from religious churches and just from a different way of thinking. I've never felt any sort of condemnation, internal or from God, about my desire for fame and not for glory. don't misunderstand me, but for success, to want to influence millions. Now, some people say that that's why I don't have that success, because I want that so badly. And I don't believe it for a second. I believe that I am, because I'm clear in what I want, I know I will get there. And even if I don't get there, I have been blessed by realizing what I want, by having the clarity from God. For what I want. But back to obstacles. We all have to face our obstacles. And all of those problems that we face are really big. I have so many things that trip me up. I'm a horrible speaker. I don't finish my sentences. I'm not famous. I've never done anything successfully except music. Why don't I just do music? Why don't I go back to Egypt, per se, to just do music in the church? I'm never going to succeed. I mean, there are so many obstacles. What keeps me going? What keeps me going is my inner belief of who God created me to be. That still small voice, often that louder than life voice that says to me, never give up, pray at all times. That voice from my Father in heaven that tells me, David, I am with you. Your goals are my goals. I put those things in you. Don't worry about what people say, what religious people would say, or what well-meaning people may say about your goals. Ignore that, and you just keep pursuing me. Because at the end of the day, I know that my heart is to lift up the name of Jesus. So as you wrap up this beautiful year of 2019, by the way, I'm here now in front of the pool here at this beautiful hotel that we're at. It's nice, beautiful evening. The palm trees, again, are everywhere. The hotel is looking perfectly lit by the lights underneath it. It's almost 6 o'clock. It's getting pretty dark. The pool has that very familiar green lit, blue lit look, looking like a blue lagoon. And I'm the only one here, and it's a beautiful moment, beautiful day. I wonder for you what comes to mind when you think of your success. What is your success? What does success look like to you? You know what is so good about the clarity that I have is that when bad things happen, I don't really stress over them. You know, this year, there have been so many difficult things that have come my way. It's been maybe one of the hardest years of my life, certainly of the last 10 years. But as I look at 2019, which is tomorrow, in just a few hours, I cannot wait. Now, it's going to be another year of tough moments. There's no doubt about that. But I am clear on my vision, clear on my goals. And all of the obstacles that I have faced in 2018, they've only made me even more resolved to do what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. I'm not perfect. I still feel like I have so much more to do, and I have to grow so much more. I still get too upset at times. I still get very critical, judgmental. I'm quick-tempered. I still don't feel like I ever speak as honestly and as vulnerable as I want. I feel like I'm in my head too many times, not in my heart or in my body. There are a lot of things that I still face as obstacles, but not only have I seen Christ in the middle of those things, but as I said, every time that I face someone quitting or someone being upset or things that aren't as I want them to be, God helps me through that. And every time that I face those obstacles, I get clearer on my goals. I wonder what that is for you. What are the obstacles that you're facing? What have they done to you in 2018? Have you let them overcome you, or have they given you clarity? I'll wrap up with a story. My son, our son David, is now 15, and he surfs. He loves to surf. He's a great surfer. And I watched this video of his just a couple of weeks ago, and I loved how when we were in the car before I saw this video, he would tell me that he knows when to stand on the board because he feels the water underneath him push him up. And I've never surfed, so I have no idea what that feels like. But when I saw the video, it was like a close-up of him getting up on the board. I saw exactly what he meant. There were three of them that were waiting for the wave. And one of them got up, but then he fell. And David, our son, he waited. And then he got up, and he caught the wave. And it was beautiful. And I asked him after I watched the video, I said, son, how did you know when to stand? He said, well, just like I told you, I felt the water underneath me, and it told me when to stand. And I tell you that because that's exactly how passion feels. When I play music, it's almost like there's something underneath me that's pushing me up towards heaven. When I am speaking in front of people, there's something underneath me that's just telling me, let them know that they can do whatever they want in Christ. Have I fallen off the board? Meaning, I don't surf, but have I fallen off the wagon? Of course. Has David fallen off the board or not caught a wave? Of course, many times. But that's not the point. The point is that you get back on the horse. You get back on the board. You get back in the battle. You get back in there. And you wait for that water, for that pressure from underneath you to push you forward. That pressure or that water underneath you could be, or that wave might be the Holy Spirit, might be a book that you read or something that you see, or maybe this podcast. Might be a dream that you have in the night, and you think to yourself, wow, this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. Now I get it. This is the time. This is the moment. I hope that 2019 will be filled with waves of glory, waves of motivation, waves of power underneath you. And I pray that you will stand, that you will not let anything get in your way, that you will stand for what you believe and for what you want. What do you want? Stand for it. Wait for that push from underneath to urge you forward. Stand on your own two feet. Stop listening to people, the critics, the haters. Don't mind your own inner critic. Grow in your gift. Grow in your skill. Follow your bliss. Pursue what you love. And I believe that you will be a successful person for years to come. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.